The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm fine. I just have a stress fracture in my foot, so it looks worse than it is, I promise. We're coming to the end of the season, and we're coming to the end in these days of these great O antiphons. O King of all nations, King of the nations. That's really what this one's about. There's a tension in the story of Christ. On the one hand, in the incarnation, God is radically particular. He chose once upon a time one man and made of that one man a nation. But one nation, one particular nation in one place at one time on the earth. And then as he takes on flesh and enters that people, he is but one man. So there is a way in which those who lived and worked and walked with the Lord in his earthly life always have a sort of privileged place in the life of the church because they were there with him physically, tangibly, in an ordinary human way. So there's something extremely particular about what happens with Jesus. At the same time, it's precisely his particularity, his specificity, that he was born in one town and raised in one town and lived in one actual place with a finite number of real actual people, but he is for all towns, all times, all places, all people, and especially all the peoples, meaning not his own. So God does something very specific, very particular at the beginning with the Jews. And he does something very generic, very universal, very inclusive with Jesus. But in order to love broadly, we must first love specifically. And that's the mystery that's revealed in Christ. He had to come as one man in one place at one time for it to be possible for the Lord's mission, for the love which God had shown to Israel in days of old to be accessible to all the nations. All nations will stream toward it, toward that great temple where all peoples will come to worship. Israel was identified in the old law as one nation worshiping the one God in the one temple, in the one city, on the one land. The reason the land's still a big fight today is because that's how they identify themselves. But the Lord says to the woman at the well, "Days are coming when they will worship me neither in Jerusalem nor on the mountain, but in all times and all places in spirit and in truth," which is what we do here. It's why we can sing Mary's song with her Our souls do proclaim God's glory. Our spirits do rejoice in God our Savior because we have seen her prophecy fulfilled. He has cast down mighty from their thrones. He has lifted up lowly ones beyond all belief. And when it doesn't happen in the courts of power, it happens right here. Every day. For the lowliest of things is lifted up, and the greatest of glories is shown forth. If that can happen for food and drink, how much more for we who come to receive it?